So I wanted to think about two areas which could be in these 2 weeks which stay, because I was in Chutz-Lorets. So 2 weeks in Rosh Hashanah. So what could be the Tehillos? So I thought that there will be a Tehillos when you would try to find an approach to this, to the Tehillos Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps a new approach, a very simple one, but a new one, and which will be explaining, giving chaimer, what's going on with this maimed, which is the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, you have a Musaf Rosh Hashanah. It's a big maimed and a big thing, but we don't have really mahalachim. What is that? Okay, so I want to explain that from the etzem maimed in the tefillah. We know that every tefillah in our daily life has a background. Perhaps once in a while we are not so aware of that. But a tefillah has a background. The background is that the Borei Olam is interested in us. That's right? That's the background. Otherwise you can't demand anything. That's the background is that you're assuming, and that's an assumption which is right, that the Borei Olam is interested in us. You see it in the Ramban, in Sof Parshas Bo. You see that when the Ramban says about, he says, Ein le'elyein chefetz betachtoinim, elo she'elem mokem shiskapzu, v'yoymor lefonov pri yosecho anachto. Something like this he says. So you see that the Avodah Zarah Tefillah is dealing with a chayfetz from the Borei Olam in the Nivroi. That you deal with. You deal in the Tefillah with that chayfetz from the Borei Olam in the Nivroi. Because that's the background. The background is his chofetz betachtoinim. His chofetz in the Klal Yisrael. He wants your teve. And on the background, he wants your teve. On that background, you are davening. That's your Tefillah. Now, that's the whole year. But in Rosh Hashanah, there's something else going on. In Rosh Hashanah, we are creating that background. That means in Rosh Hashanah, it's not sure that the Borei Olam is interested in us. Yeah? The question whether the Borei Olam is interested in us is is a question. Rosh Hashanah is not clear. And it gives us the opportunity that through our tefillah, we are able to create that the Borei Olam should be interested in us. That's the tefillah Rosh Hashanah. So it's an entirely other setup of tefillah. But we'll see, it's the thing is Kemin Chaimah then. It's everything, all these different things which are, it's so alien for us that what do we do Rosh Hashanah? Why do we speak so big things? And why don't we speak our own tzrochim and things? Everything will be Musbur Kemin Chaimah with that, you know? Because you have to understand that you create the interest of the Borei Olam in you. Again, throughout the year, this interest of the Borei Olam within you is a thing which is a given. You hold, that's it, it's given. It's a thing which is dear. Yeah? It's a dawah which is kavua. Yeah? But on Rosh Hashanah, this interest you are creating. Yeah? And that then is, now it is the first big revach is, that even though you create this interest through that tefillah which speaks about Malchus Shammai, yeah, we'll speak about that, it speaks about all these different lofty things, but this is the background for all of your tefillahs throughout the year. So we are davening for the whole year. Because when the Borei Olam is not interested in you, what do you do the whole year? You know, you have nothing to do. And you're left with nothing. So it's not that we are good children in Rosh Hashanah and we say the big things and then we are really thinking about lofty things. And then when we're going that through in the right way, then we are Mesudah, because then our spiritual... No. It is a background for all of you Avodah. But you have the opportunity to create that background. You have the opportunity to create it. This is the godless of tefillah in Rosh Hashanah. There's a godless of tefillah. It's an unbelievable godless. That you are so big that you're able to cause the Borei Olam to be interested in you. Now you understand very simply that this interest of the Borei Olam in the Nivroim, this interest in the Borei Olam, is not depending on how big they are now. Once in a while, when you invest money in a company, you do not invest money in a company, Dafke, in the best and the most flashy company. You do not do that, because it could be that company is web, ausgewebt, you know, it's, it reaches the end of the potential, and now from now onward, it's only going down. That's what it's going. So maybe you're not you're not interested in that. But what you do, you're interested in a company which is a growing thing. Same thing with you. When you are able to make the Borei Olam interested in you, it is not really depending in the objective point you are holding, you know? That's not the point. It's not objectively depending on that. But it is depending on whether there is something with you which the Borei Olam will tell himself, I am interested in that guy. You know? That's the Mahalach of the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we are dealing with. That's what we are doing. That's the background. So that is a new, this new tefillah. That's why the tefillah is so special. Aser Zemei Teshuva. You see that Aser Zemei Teshuva is the time where the Borei Olam is getting interested in you. That's Rabbi Yisrael. When he asks the Rushalmi, asks about why do you need to have Aser Zemei Teshuva for the Beinoni. Haim Eina Kodesh Boruch Hu Yoyde Ma She'osid Liyois. Yodea Ma She'osid Liyois. The Borei Olam doesn't know what will be. He needs for the Beinonim. He knows what will be. So Rabbi Yisrael asked the question. It can't be that the Yerushalmi asked this question of Yediyah and Bechira from the Rambam. That can't be. What is the Taitche then when he says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Ma Oshid Liyois? He knows now what you'll do tomorrow. That's what he'll know. That's the Yediyah and Bechira of the Rambam. That's what the Yerushalmi asks. And Rabbi Yisrael says no. The pshat in the Yerushalmi is that the Borei Olam knows what naturally will evolve from your matzev. He knows your matzev. He knows your keiches hanefesh. He knows where you're holding. He knows your environment. And then he knows, naturally, this guy will develop like this. So why do you have to have a Aser Zemei Teshuva, you know, for the Beinoni? A waste of us will die, you know. I know what will be. I know my guy. I know what he'll do. And then the Yerushalmi says no, because still you have a possibility that even though from the point of view of the Borei Olam, from the point of view of the knowledge of the Borei Olam, there is better nothing to be interested in you, nothing to be interested in you, but in Aser Zemei Teshuva you can change that. That's the Siyata Dishmaya. You can create an interest for the Borei Olam in you, even though out of the natural given data, there is nothing to invest in you. Yeah? That's the Aser Zemei Teshuva. That's Rabbi Yisrael. You see? That's the Kasha and the Teres. That means he doesn't know how you will develop. No, yeah, he knows it, but not the Aser Zemei Teshuva. Because the Aser Zemei Teshuva, you are able to create this interest of the Borei Olam in you. Yeah? Because it's kedai to invest in you. In this Aser Zemei Teshuva, that reveals itself. That's our maimed in the Shmona Esra of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we say this Shmona Esra. Yeah? That's why we say this huge piece, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Because this is creating this approach to the world where we can say the Borei Olam is interested in that. You see, we begin with that. After we say the Brocha Rishona from the Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, till Moshiach, yeah? Or maybe Goy Livnei V'Nehem L'man Shmoy Ba'avo, you say the whole picture from beginning till the end, then you say one thing. Zuchein L'chaim, Melech Chofetz B'chaim. You see? You are interested in life. That's Chofetz means, yeah? Chofetz means desire, interested. Yeah? So you are interested in life. That's the first thing. We are putting this tefillah, we are uttering that in a tefillah, that he is interested in life. But now, Rabbi Saul is Very simple. When that's the issue of Rosh Hashanah, that we have to create the interest of the Borei Olam in our life. So what it says, L'manducha Elokim Chayim, and Rabbi Saul says, L'manducha Elokim Chayim means you shouldn't live for yourself. You should live for the cause of the Borei Olam, that means the Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. According to what we say, that is not a Einfall von Rabbi Yisrael. That's not the Geoinus of Rabbi Yisrael, no. This is the simple outlet of that you want to make the Borei Olam interested in your life, you know. And then you can't come to the Borei Olam and say, you know, give me my 100 shekel. This you can't say when you are already have a hanocha that the Borei Olam is interested in your life. When he is, that's the background, he is interested, then he says, okay, he's interested in my life, I need $100, give it. You're interested in me. But Rosh Hashanah, this itself is the thing which is on the scale, whether the Borei Olam is interested in you or not. So there's no place for you to demand your own tzrochim. There's no place. It's not because it's such a heilige tog and such a big day, and don't use your munition for those small things when you can't ask for the big things. No, it's not the point. It is a very simple thing. You are standing in front of the Borei Olam and want to create from nothing the interest of the Borei Olam in you. Yeah? And now you can say, please give me my money. Yeah, das kennst du nur when that background is there, yeah? I think it's very simple, no? Can't push it. So it's not that Rabbi Yisrael destroys your tefillah. We always think that Rabbi Yisrael comes and we have no better to ask about something, and then we are close to it, you know. So cheinu l'chaim, because cheinu b'sefer ha'chaim, we're close to the good things, you know, to really ask for what we want. And then l'mancha l'kim chaim comes Rabbi Yisrael and just destroys that chalom, you know. And he says, no, it means you have to live for the you know. No, it's not. It is so clear. Of course, you have to say that, because of course, when you create the interest of the Borei Olam in you, you have to take up his position. That's right. You have to take up his position, not your position, because that's the whole point. Here, perhaps he's not too interested in your position. But you have to utter that you are on his page. It's kedai for him to be interested in you, you know? So the man fell kim chai, can't push it, you know? That's fine. And then you say, Micho moi fa'avu rachamim, you say, chere tzu of the chai barachamim, there, but that's already a schwach, because there you already utter that he wants to have give chai to everyone, even to the dead people. Meim isu b'chayye. So when there you are meshabeach to be roilam, that his rotzen of chai is penetrating everywhere. Okay? Now, Kedusha. According to what we say, it is simple. It is not only simple, it's extremely simple. It's extremely straightforward. That for sure, whenever you want that the Borei Olam should be interested in you, your life and your world has to change. Claw. Because that's the whole problem. Because my dirty world, I can't come in front of the Borei Olam and say, you are really interested in that dirt. No, he's not interested in that dirt. He's interested in a world which looks much different than the world we are in, you know? Nahon? Now it's clear. Yeah? That means you are saying the world in Rosh Hashanah is a world which reflects Kedusha. That's right. Because that's the world which the Borei Olam is interested in. That's it. So we made it, that's what you say. And you try to identify with that. Then you create this interest of the Borei Olam with you, which he says, aha, this guy understands the business, you know. He knows what's all about. I am interested in him. Because he knows what's all about. Because normally, so now you see, it's not because you have to put away your little things in order to relate to the big and lofty concepts. It is a question of yachas. How are you misyachas to the Borei Olam when you want to make him being interested in you? You have to go on his page. You have to give him to understand that you understand the business. Yeah, you understand what's the business about. After you understand what the business is about, then still you can say, okay, I understand what your business is about, and throughout the year, you know, but you'll pay me my supper. Of course. And you know what the business is about, you know. And you're doing something for the business. I pay you a supper for sure. So please pay your supper. I give you the cheshbon. I pay you. Of course. But that's not in the beginning. You don't come for the negotiation that he should be interested in you and say, by the negotiation, say, and you know, the supper on your cheshbon. You'll be thrown out for the company, you know. They'll never make a contract with you. You have to show the other side that you know what his agenda is. That's right. So the first step of an Olam for Kedusha is that this makes you scared, because it's something which is above you. That's the whole point. You are like bottle, because that's the first step in this creation of a new world. Yeah? Okay, you'll read that yourself. I don't have to daven with you, you know. But then you come to the second step and say, no. It's not only pachad. It is that when you are shayach to the Borei Olam, this makes that you are really shayach to that. That's what you say. Kovet lamecho, hilo lireyecho, tikvaseo lederoshecho, lamiachalim loch, simcho larzecho, vesosan lireyecho. Before you don't say it. Al kol ma sheboroso, kol amasim, kol abruim. That's right. It means all the those that are not his. In the first keta, they are not his. All his. That's not his. That's not the dagesh. It is the whole bria. But the whole bria, you are overwhelmed when Ketusha will be in his galley. But when you are shayach to the Borei Olam, amecho, yirecho, teyoshecho, yamlachem eloch, arzecho, yirecho, avdecho, mishichecho, yeah? Then you are really yafsimche, because that's shayach to you. That's a part of the revelation of that world which the Borei Olam is interested in. And then you say, "V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu." Then all the ra in the world disappears, and malchus will be in his galim. V'simu luchatu Hashem l'avadecho, al kol ma'asecho, b'artzei nishan k'vadecho, Yerushalayim yirkotshecho. That is tikkun olam. That means the world is the way it has to be. And you are uttering that, and you are uttering that, trying to identify with that, because then you tell the Borei Olam, you know what? I know what the business is about. I know what the business is about. You can invest in me, because I know what your side is about. Because otherwise you can't, you know? I will never invest in someone who doesn't know what my agenda is. Then I'll invest in you. That's what you do with the Kedusha. This brocha of Kedusha creates that first. Now, we go further on. Clear? I think it's Mamish Kimin Chayba. It is Mamish Kposh Kimin Chayba. There's no question now about anything. There's no question, Bichlal. Why shouldn't I ask for my parnose? It's not the richtige Heksha Bichlal, nachon? I think it's very clear. Now, you go further on. Adab HaTono. Now you have to understand. People, perhaps you don't understand that. When you say in Adab HaTono, also you say, Galik Voy Bachus Cholenu, Mehero, Vizhefa, Vinosel, Enu, Mehene, Kol Chai, Vekor, Bezorenu, Vein Agoyim, Vizhezene, Kanis, Mirakas, Eoretz. So there, basically they say the same thing as beforehand. No, it's not the same. It's a Yontif. That's also the Korbonus. This Keta, Adab HaTono, till the Korbonus, till the end of the Korbonus, till the beginning of Olein Shabeach, this is not about creating a world of Malchus. It's about the urge of Avoide. You say it every Yontif. Every Yontif you have an urge for Avoide, because Yontif, the Avoide is Chosa, the Avoide is Beis Hamikdash is Chosa, the Sholosh Regolim, going up to the Regel. So there is an urge for Avoide. But the Uvechein Tein Pachtor is not the urge for Avoide. It is a recognition that the world has to be different when the Borei Olam is interested in it. Yeah? That was the first. Good? Fine? It's ganz a poshtet tefillah, I would say. It's very simple. It's not simple, bichlal, you know. because it's a scary thing that you should move to the side of the Beroilo. That's what you do. You are moving to his side because you have to create that interest. Yeah? Clear? And now comes Oleid L'Shabeach. So, Etzem Malchias are beginning with Alkei Nekaveh. There the Etzem Malchias are beginning. Oleinu is not part of the Malchias. Oleinu is Akdome-like. What is his Akdome? The Akdome is that we are happy when we are giving Haidot to the Borei Olam, that we are naturally Shayich to this whole business of Gilui Malchus Shomayim. Naturally Shayich to it. It's natural to us. It's not alien. That's Oleinu Shabeach. That's what we say. Alayni Shavir will say, I am makir tevi to the Borei Olam, that I am naturally shayich to this Gilui Malchus Shomayim. Yeah? But that's what is needed. Because the first thing in this new world, when you want, the first thing in this world where the Borei Olam is interested in is Malchus Shomayim. And that's what you say. The Alkei Nekaveh, we spoke about that several times. The Alkei Nekaveh is Ochon. And Ochon was the real Choyte, you know, and he said that file when the Edim pushed him off the Beis Haskile, yeah. Nishkei Geshmak Ezach, you know, you walk there, and then the Edim come and they push you, and that's what he says. We spoke that several times, when he says, Yakir V'edi Kodesha Sevel Kilechot, Ticha Kol Berech, Tishova Kol Oshoin, and then, you know, the Edim begin to push, that's right. I know it's very high up, you know, and they begin to push, and then he says, "Lefonecha Hashem Elokeinu Yichrov Yipoilu V'Lichvod Shimcha Yikoriteinu." That's what Ochon says. Ochon speaks about himself. Yeah? It's a very terrible thing when you think about that. That Ochon said that when he was pushed down, you know, it's in order to show us Malchus Shomayim is not here, and Malchus Shomayim is not till here. Malchus Shomayim is till down. Below your feet. It's everywhere. Even in the person, which there, this person is like Domov Shal Klalisol Kluim Betzavoroi, but you know what? The Borei Olam is interested in him too when he is Mekabel Malchus Shomayim. You know that? Because it's no better that, you know, but this Ochon was much bigger than Reb Chaim Brisker. You learn once in a while, yeah, once in a while not. This Ochon, his tefillah, you say throughout the Klal Yisrael for 2,000, 3,000 years, every single day, you say the Alkei Nekaveh Lecho, and the Mechaber was this guy which Domov shall Klal Yisrael Tluim Betzavor. But no bigger interest for the Borei Olam in that man that he took this tefillah and put it into our Nusach of the tefillah every single day, yeah? Three times a day. Nahon? So no one is Zeuche to that one, eh? Only Ochon. But he was Zeuche through the Kabbalah, which went till down where he was, till this Matzev, where he just now will be pushed down from the Beis Haskile. Yeah? That was says, Hashem Yimloch Oilom Void. And then again, it's the same thing. That means there is a oven, and there is a Omol, you see? Otherwise, you can't say lohibit. Lohibit means there is an oven, but you don't look at it. That's right. But even when there is an oven, but when you are shayich to Malchus Shomayim, the Borei Olam is interested in you, because what's his interest? Malchus Shomayim. Yeah. Suas Melech Boy. That's a Malchus. Shechinas Malchus Benir. It's Malchus is there with the Klal Yisrael, and we say Vayibishur Melech throughout all the different stages of Klal Yisrael. Yachad Shifti Yisrael, all the different stages of Klal Yisrael, throughout everyone, Malchus Shomayim. That's the psukim in the Torah. And then, Yivre Kotcher HaKosuv Leimor, even for Goyim, Yir Hashem Amluch HaMoyishal BaGoyim, Hashem Melech Geus Lovish till the world, you know, Av Tikun Tevel Bal Timoit. This Malchus goes till the stones, you know. Tikun Tevel means the stones. But the Malchus, the Briye of the Borei Olam, from Malchus Shomayim goes till the stones. But you want Malchus Shomayim. You don't want other things. You want Malchus Shomayim. And that's what you say then. Su'ushom Roshechem. That's what you say. You are Mekabel. That the Malchus will enter your reality. That's what it is. Mizeh Melech HaKovet. No, the Borei Olam will come. Hashem Tzvok is Umelach HaKovet Tzela. He'll come. And then the end, Aladi Avodech HaNevim Kozuv Leim, the same thing. Anirish Tvani Achren, Ot Olam Oishim, that's Biur Hora. And then, Voy Hashem Lamelach HaKol Horez, Vemu Yashem Echod Ushmoy Echot. That is the Gilui from Malchus Shemai everywhere. And then you say, Vesiros HaKozuv Leim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elakin Hashem Echot. So perhaps I tell you this thing. But that's a deep thing. There's a machloikas in the everyday Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, whether the Malchus Shemayim is B'Hashem Elokeinu or the Malchus Shemayim is B'Hashem Echot. Yeah? Unclear. The Ramah says, you know, it's Hashem Elokeinu, or Pashat, it is B'Hashem Elokeinu, it's our God. We spoke about that once. That he makes the whole Hanoga depending on our Maisim, that's the Malchus Shemayim. It could be Lulat Mistapine. It could be, it looks like for the Gemara like this. It could be that on Rosh Hashanah, Kul Alme, the Malchus is Hashem Echot. Kul Alme. No machlokes in that one. Throughout the years, perhaps Hashem Elokeinu. Depends on my Maisa. But on Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus is Hashem Echot. Because Rosh Hashanah, you say, the Malchus is penetrating everywhere. In Ochon, and in oven, and in the tevel, and everywhere. Because that's your world. That the Malchus is penetrating everywhere. And all the different things which are there, they are like tofus for Malchus Shemayim. Everything. That's Hashem Echot. Yeah? That's Hashem Echot. The Ramchal explains that in the Hashem, when he speaks about the Grishme, what means Hashem Echot? It could be that that's the Kavona over here. That over here, Kul Alam Boidu. It looks like this. Yeah? It looks like this, that all the Psukim the Gemara brings in Rosh Hashanah and wants to bring for Malchus, all the Psukim speak about Yichud Hashem. And then you say, no, it doesn't speak, say Malchus. It doesn't say Malchus, yeah? But they all speak about Yichud Hashem. So why is the point of Malchus is the Yichud Hashem? It's not Hashem Elokeinu in Rosh Hashanah. The Psukim over here. Because in Rosh Hashanah, you want to create a world which is absolutely there to reveal that the Borei Olam is Yochid U'Miyuchad. That's what it is. That's what you want in the world. Then you are shayach to the interest of the Borei Olam. Then he says, oh, that guy understands my business. I'm interested in investing in him. And that's what you finish up. Okay, that's what we said, that the Malchus is penetrating everywhere. That's what you finish off with that. This is the first step of you creating the interest of the Borei Olam in you. You see? I mean, maybe now, the Shmon Esra, the Muslim Shmon Esra on Rosh Hashanah is it's a simple maimed. It's an unbelievable maimed. But it's something poshut to it. It's not sophisticated. It's not that you say, I have to think about big things because it's an opportunity to... No, it's not abuse, it's poshut. It's simply that throughout the whole year, that's your life. Your life throughout the whole year is that the Borei Olam is interested in you. Otherwise, you have no life. You'll just drop dead, you know. You will not be able to survive without interest of the Borei Olam in you. But on Rosh Hashanah, you create that. You are able to create it. To create the interest of the Borei Olam in me. This needs the awareness that I know what the business of the Borei Olam is. You see? That was the first, that's the Malchus. So next week, I hope it's the right thing to do. Not, I don't want you to think about my little words on Rosh Hashanah. This will be not only ridiculous, it will be entirely wrong. You know? The Borei Olam wants your tefillah. I only want to bring over that concept. Clear? Yeah? That concept, it's a new concept. It comes out, it's everything simple, like it was never for me. You know, I always thought, you have to think about the big things, Bekivo, the Borei Olam is there, and it's Yom Malkeinu, and what you have to think accordingly, when the Borei Olam comes, you have to think about big things. But according to what we say now, no, I really want to create my year. But I want to create the background of my year. That's entirely another business. I want to create that background. I want to create the background. I have no possibility than saying what it says in the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. You see? I think it's a very simple thing. I think it's a very emistic thing when you go through like this, when you go like approach like this to Shmoneh. Clear? Next week we'll go further on. It's a bit thin.